Easy Radio, Frank Sinatra, Call Me Irresponsible, 9:32 is our time. And it's time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand Internist in Surfside Beach. Every week we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today, Dr. Brian Adler, about various health concerns. You may have noticed some of the TV commercials that are running now about getting the shingles vaccine. Shingles is something I've had in my life, kind of a rare thing. I got a case of it when I was in my 20s. Mostly it happens, I believe, when folks get older. But that's our topic for today, and I can tell you that it's no fun. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, first of all, this is it's a viral disease, right?
That's correct. Shingles is caused by the chickenpox virus that 99% of us have been exposed to in our lifetime. In fact, you know, prior to 1980, and nowadays we vaccinate young children to prevent chickenpox, but prior to that, virtually all of us have been exposed. Many can remember having it. Many of us cannot. Irregardless, most of us carry the virus in our system. And what happens is our immune system suppresses it. As we hit 50, 60, 70, and older, our immune system begins to weaken for its protection against the chickenpox virus. And at some point in time, for many of us, this virus can cause an outbreak, usually along the course of a nerve, which can be on your face, down your leg, on your back, and causes this very painful rash, blistering that can last up to 2 weeks. Very painful. And in some folks who have this, they can be left with pain, which is very disabling, for years after the event. So it can be a very serious condition. Even more so as you get older, the likelihood of getting shingles and the likelihood of having what we call post-herpetic neuralgia, which is the pain that comes after shingles, becomes much more likely as we get into our 70s and 80s.
Now, this is something that's always fascinated me, that this thing is living in our bodies. If you had chickenpox, and, you know, decades later, it could emerge, and it's just amazing. I know that I had a mild case of it. I had it on my side, just above my belly, for the folks, and it was painful, but it was a mild case. And for the folks who have to deal with this on their face, you know, I really sympathize with them because it is not fun. Sometimes just moving is painful. Let me ask you this first of all, because I'm getting older. Once I've had the shingles, I've had the breakout, is it possible it can come back again?
It is possible. Many will have just one outbreak in their lifetime, but I do see people who come in that have had a second and several reoccurrences over time. So it is less likely to have an outbreak after you've had one episode, but it can happen.
Is it possible for that folks will have this virus in their body and never have an outbreak?
It is, and again, it is a function of their immune system. So our immune system protects us against the virus. When we're young, the immune system is strong. When we get into our 50s and older, the immune system begins to weaken. So the likelihood of the shingles virus breaking out and causing shingles goes up with every decade.
Well, I can tell you this. We'll talk about the signs and symptoms of it. When I first got it, I had no idea what it was. I thought it was like, you know, a rash, like a poison ivy or something. I can tell you some of the symptoms of it. You get these little bumps off in the red. There's a kind of a burning feeling. It's kind of itchy, which is terrible because you try to scratch it, it hurts. I don't know how long I had it before I finally went to a doctor. But once you get there, it's, I guess, fairly easy to treat.
Well, again, I think, you know, the usual time frame from beginning of symptoms, which is sometimes a little bit of irritation, a little bit of redness in the area, until full-blown, could be up to a week. Many people will come to a doctor and they've got sort of pain on their side of their chest or a pain in their leg, and the rash hasn't yet erupted. It's very difficult to diagnose until you actually see the rash. Usually when the rash comes out, it's pretty obvious because it's blistering, it's very red, and it follows the distribution of a nerve. So it typically comes usually on one side of the body, not both, and it usually is in almost a straight line pattern. So it's very distinctive most of the time when people have an outbreak. As far as vaccination, which again is sort of where I want to go with this topic, the latest guidelines and recommendations are recommending that everyone be vaccinated after the age of 60. Now, the FDA gives approval for the vaccine over the age of 50, but some of the recommendations and guidelines suggest that people should wait generally until at least 60 to get the vaccine.
Wow, that's interesting. Of course, I'm approaching 60, not tomorrow, but sometime soon. What are any side effects from this vaccine?
Well, the virus, the vaccine is actually a weakened virus of the chickenpox. So you're getting a high dose of a weakened virus being injected into your system. But again, the studies have shown that it's a very safe vaccine for people who don't have specific allergies to the components within the vaccine. At most, you may get a little bit of redness at the site of injection. It's very rare, if ever, that one would get an outbreak of shingles after getting the vaccine. But again, the vast majority of folks have no symptoms whatsoever.
And if you get the vaccine, it's one, you don't have to get it every year, just once in your lifetime?
Well, currently the guidelines are one time. Now, the studies show that the vaccine actually wears off after about 5 years.
Hmm.
But there isn't any recommendations for repeat vaccines as of yet. Now, the guidelines are changing and currently being updated. So initially when the vaccine was available 5, 6, 7 years ago, they had suggested that folks that had previous outbreak of shingles shouldn't get the vaccine. Now the latest guidelines are recommending that even if you've had a previous bout of shingles, it is still advisable to get the vaccine. And the other updated guideline on the vaccine, again, is even for people who have never had chickenpox or had never thought that they'd been exposed to chickenpox, should just get the vaccine anyway.
Really? So it's possible to catch this without ever having had chickenpox?
Well, again, the problem is 99% of us have been exposed to the virus. We may not have ever had clinical symptoms as a youth. Of course, we may not remember. But if you were to test people off the street, you'd find that the majority have been exposed to the virus. At one point, there was some suggestion that we test people first to see if they've actually been exposed. But again, the current guidelines recommend that we don't do that. Even with no prior history of having chickenpox, it's still advisable to get the vaccine.
Wow. All right. And one more question. Is there any type of health condition, especially among elderly folks, that would make this not a good idea to get the vaccine?
People who have a weakened immune system, certain disorders, cancers, leukemias, certain underlying infections. Some of those folks should not get the vaccine. People that are on immunosuppressant drugs like prednisone or different drugs to treat certain conditions that suppress the immune system are probably at higher risk for complications from the vaccine. So it's important to talk to your health provider before getting the vaccine to make sure that, again, you're not someone who falls into these high-risk categories.
Yeah. Folks, talk to your health care provider about it. Again, no fun to have this thing. And if you don't have a health care provider, remember, you can always call South Strand Internist. They're located on Glens Bay Road in Surfside Beach. And the phone number is 650-4006. That's 650-4006. Dr. Adler, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jim.